Well, good morning and welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to the week ahead, and in this case, to the end of the month, and really where we want our goals to be, where we want to end up at the end of September to set ourselves up for October and even really for next year. A lot of us, you know, we've talked many, many times during these calls about planning. And September is an important month because it's leading into the last 90-day plan of the year. And so hopefully everybody's aware of that. You've been looking at that and looking at your numbers. But we come together on Mondays, and we have a variety of different topics. We do personal development. We do business. We talk about products. And if you have a specific question, don't ever hesitate to throw that out on the table and ask that question. We want to make sure we get your questions and concerns answered as we move forward into the week. Today what we're going to be talking about is a little bit of just about some mental things about this business, some growth things in our head and things that we think about and things that we maybe aren't thinking about that we should be thinking about. I'm just going to let everybody know up front that this is going to be a little bit of a shorter call. I had a little bit of a situation this morning. I got brand new tires a week ago because I had some flat tires, and I woke up this morning and I have a flat again. So I have to take the car in because I'm leaving to go out of town this week to go to Nebraska to work with the team in Nebraska. So unfortunately, the only time they could get me in was this morning, and so the call is going to be a little shortened. It'll be about 15, maybe 20 minutes long. I'm trying to make it go. I'll try to keep us on here as long as I possibly can to the last minute. So anywho, so we're going to talk first. I want to just sort of get everybody's opinion on really where your thinking is at. You know, how many of you would say that your thinking is spot on? How many of you are struggling with some of your thinking? And when we talk about thinking, we're not just talking about thinking, you know, about the weather and those types of things. I'm talking very specifically about your Shackley business and about your goals and what you're trying to accomplish and achieve in your business. And where's your thinking at in relation to those goals? Who would like to share? Don't all jump on at once. That was a joke. This is probably one of the more challenging topics to discuss in a group setting like this, because not everybody wants to say, hey, my thinking isn't in a great place. Or if your thinking isn't in an awesome place, you probably would have already jumped in and said that. Usually if it's in a great place, it's really easy to share versus when it's in a challenging spot.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's Jackie. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, good. My thinking is in a good place, and it usually is, and my action doesn't always match my thinking. So that's where I get stumped. I'm working on my follow-up skills because everything else is pretty good. I don't know why I'm stumbling with follow-up. I always feel like I'm bugging people, you know, after 2-3, and I've been struggling with this for a long time.
Well, wouldn't we say then that that's sort of back to the thinking? Because you just said it. You said you think that you are bugging people, so that's thinking that probably isn't accurate, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So when you say that you feel like you're bugging people, what do they do that gives you the impression that you're bugging them?
I don't think it's what they do. Well, maybe it is because if I don't hear back from them, or a lot of times I think it's me because I just I don't know how to put it into words. I just don't want to be a bother.
So you think when you call somebody, you're being a bother?
If I call them, you know, 2-3-4 times, that's where I seem to taper off at.
Do you follow our follow-up process as far as the purpose of the calls?
The purpose of the call, I'll always have a purpose of my call when I call.
No, even if I'll
be brief and to the point.
Okay, and that was actually the question, Jackie. I was asking if you're following our follow-up process where there's actually a purpose to all of the follow-up calls, especially that first month. The follow-up process from Glack and You?
I'll revisit it. I thought I was, and it bears refreshing because when I will look at it again and follow it more closely because even though I did when I took Glacken U, and I'll look at it again, and I'll be on track. That's a great suggestion, because I find when I do go back to that, I still have the giant white binder, and when I go back to my tabs, and I've got tabs here and there, and I refresh myself, I always do better.
Okay. Well, and the reason I ask that is just specifically with follow-up, because with the first four phone calls, we give a very specific reason for each of the calls, and none of those reasons are about sales. And so it just makes it easier to make that phone call, and it should make it easier from a relationship development perspective, so that you feel that you're developing a relationship with somebody versus calling somebody to bug them for a sale. Because when you're calling to bug somebody for a sale, no one wants to do that. And then, of course, you do feel like you're bugging somebody. And you know, I think that's why it's so important in every single phone call to have a purpose behind the phone call versus, hey, I'm just trying to get PV from you. So we have to, you know, whatever the reason is, whether you're calling to check and see if they got their newsletter, you know, maybe they're further down the road and they're not a brand new member, and so doing those first four follow-up phone calls may not work because it's too far into the process with them. But we have to sort of think through, what's the reason are we calling? Are we calling to give them a tip on, you know, maybe a product that they're using, maybe give them a recipe idea for a smoothie, or maybe if they use Basic H Squared, give them another use for that product? Are we calling to invite them to an event, you know, so we can educate them further, so we can move them down the path? Are we calling just because we don't know what else to do and we think we have to call people? Because sometimes if we're just calling people to call them and we don't really think it through, I can understand where that might get us tripped up, and we might have some trouble around, you know, what's my real purpose here? Why am I calling this person? And so we get stumble there. And that's why it's important to always, always, always think before you get on the phone, try to come up with a reason that you're calling that person, and really make it about something that you're giving to them versus trying to get from them. Because when you call giving, more people are likely to pick up the phone, especially if you're always calling and giving them stuff. They're going to feel really good about those phone calls. If every time you call, it's because you're trying to get more product use out of them, or you're trying to get them to do something, what's going to happen is they're not going to enjoy being on the phone with you, and they're not going to want to pick up the phone. And, of course, in today's society, not very many people pick up the phone anyway. I want to add just one last note, Jackie, because then we can move on, let somebody else share here. But you know how you were saying up front, you said, you know, the follow-up, and you feel like you're bugging people. And when you've called and they haven't returned your phone call, I want us all to sort of step back for a minute and think through some phone calls maybe that we haven't returned. I get calls every single day from electric companies trying to switch me to their electric service, and I really don't understand how all of that works. I live in Ohio. It's a whole convoluted thing out here. And so I actually don't return those phone calls. I sort of consider them not prank phone calls, but I consider them just telemarketer phone calls, and I don't return those phone calls. Now, the person on the other end, they might think that I'm not returning their phone call. They might have their feelings hurt. So we just have to sort of step back sometimes and think through, do we always return every single phone call? And what are some of the phone calls we don't return? I don't return a call if it sounds like a telemarketer. And so how do we make sure we don't sound like a telemarketer when we call people, so that people do want to return the phone calls? So just sort of a thought pattern there. And Jackie, do you have anything that you'd like to add to that? Anything, any comments, anything from what I just shared?
I do. Mine is with new prospects. I do good with my customers, and I was a telemarketer for years back in the 80s, and I'm big on scripting. So when I do make my calls, when I sit down to make my calls, I usually have one or two opening lines for people, and they vary. But, yeah, mine's with new prospects.
Okay. So it's when you're calling the new people that you're trying to get into a relationship with, or you're trying to get to know more about them? Is that maybe what a piece of it is?
Yes. Because I'm great at prospecting. I just drop the ball after three or four calls.
So you're great at prospecting in that you pick up the phone to make those phone calls?
No, where I meet people along the way, and I'll call them a couple times. I might get them once, or I'll send an email and follow up on that email, but I drop the ball. So I'm going to go back in my Glacken U, too, and see if I can find some nuggets there.
Okay. So what is our conversation here, because we've had a bunch of folks fall into the call, our conversation here is about our thinking and how's our thinking and what is our thinking in terms of different areas of our business and in terms of our goals. So who else would like to share? How's your thinking going, and what are you doing to maybe keep your head in the right place?
Hey, Jennifer, Sharon, if I can share real quick, just kind of piggyback a little bit on what Jennifer, or I'm sorry, what Jackie was saying. Holy cow, like I've had a huge, and I, you know, talk to you, but saying this past week, like, God just dropped in on me, and I now have to get a good plan in place. But I have really honed in on my specific target market. God, it's been a journey. It's been a long journey. But as I've continued to press in, I have really found my target market, which is young athletes and those who love and support those young athletes. And, like, I honestly feel like the whole world is, like, boom, like, opened up in front of me, because there's so many different opportunities within that passion and within that goal, within that, desire to make a difference. And it's been in being in community that has really helped my mindset to see other people who are growing and to learn from them and going to meetings and being on all these phone calls. Like, all that stuff has really helped my mindset and just a continual movement forward. And now I'm so excited, not just for me, but for my team, to kind of put some of this stuff into different action as I've wrapped my brain around this. I just need to get a focused plan going. But that piece of really honing in on that little target market, it's not little. And I think that was a piece of my issue before with that scarcity. If I hone in on a small market, it's going to be too small. And that's so not true, because as I focus in on that space, man, I feel like the world is open to me. I'm looking at all these opportunities. And now, like, I'm looking through all my follow-up phone calls and my new prospects, and I have a whole brand new list after this past week and weekend. I know why I'm calling, what I'm going to say, the gifts that I can give, and I really believe that it's going to make a big difference in those phone calls and in those contacts and the things that I get back because of that focus and that reason and that purpose and that passion. So I would just encourage, like, that target market for each of us, if we haven't found it, to kind of work in on that, and the world opens up. I know for now, like, I'm kind of just jumping into it. I need to get my plan together, which I already, you know, our process is in place, so I have that, and I'm going to move in on that. But I'm excited, so it's just a little piece I wanted to give kind of on my mindset and where I'm going.
And I have just two comments around that. So, Sharon, I would really encourage you, because you are excited, you've got a lot going on, and you really see it very clearly visually, I would draw that out and map that out and get some circles down on paper about some of the different leaders that you're going to develop from these target markets or this new target market. Because I've talked to you, I've had the conversations with you, and I think it's just really important to draw it out, and draw it out big. Get it as big as it can possibly be. You know, when I first started drawing circles, I was drawing 1, 2, 3, 4 circles, and now I draw hundreds of circles. And so it's a different shift when you start thinking of having hundreds of people in your organization who are directors and above versus having 1 or 2 directors on the team. And so you're in a place in a space right now where you can really see the magnitude, so I just would encourage you to do that. And then the second piece is for the whole group here to sort of think this through. In networking, and I'm not talking about network marketing specifically, I'm talking about just networking in general. When you're out there and you are developing relationships with people and you're sharing your business and you're sharing what you do, the more specific you are, the more terrific you are is a phrase that's used in the networking world. And what that really means is that you need to specifically know who you are looking for. So in Shackley, sometimes we get tripped up with that because, gosh, we've got 338 products. And so we could be looking for people who have high cholesterol. We could be looking for people who want sports nutrition products. We could be looking for people who want to lose weight. You know, the laundry list is endless. And then you add the business on there, and you've got all the different reasons that people build a business. You know, people could be looking for extra income. People could be looking for a new car. People could be looking for travel. So there's all sorts of different reasons on both sides of the coin, the business side and the product side, for why somebody could be interested in Shackley. So what you have to do is you have to sort of hone into your purpose and the things that excite you. If you don't wear skincare products, if you don't use any skincare on your skin, you don't wear makeup, you don't care about your skin, it's really kind of hard to get wrapped around youth and go out there and really market youth and say, okay, I'm going to just focus on youth. And let me give you an example that's not related to Shackley. I had a woman who was in my Bible study who was selling clothing. She was selling cabbie clothing, and clothing was not her passion. She actually has other passions, and that was not her passion. And yet that was the business model that she chose to participate in. She thought, you know, she thought it would be a great business. She really enjoyed, you know, meeting the new people, sharing the clothes, et cetera. But it wasn't her passion. It wasn't her thing. And so you have to find out what your thing is, quote unquote. So if you've lost a lot of weight on the Shackley 180 program, maybe weight loss is your focus. If you've had huge success with the business, maybe that's your focus. You've just got to tap inside and figure out what your passion is and then be able to communicate what you're looking for. And so, you know, Sharon said up front, she said, you know, at first she was a little hesitant about, you know, being really specific because it narrowed her field. Because if I went out there and said, okay, I'm only looking for people who want to lose weight, well, that means that people who have high cholesterol and people who are looking for skincare are not people that I'm specifically looking for. Now, can I help them? Yes. Do we have products that will help them? Absolutely. But that's not what I'm looking for if I'm out there looking very specifically for a target market that's related to, let's say, sports nutrition or to weight loss or to whatever it is that you get passionate about. So you have to spend some time and think about that because I know that that can be a little, you know, it can create a little bit of confusion in our brains to think, gosh, if I'm really specific, am I going to lock people out? Am I going to knock people out of my world? And you won't. It's actually going to be better for you if you are able to get more specific. So, Sharon, I don't know if you want to add anything to that, what I just shared. I know you've gone through this whole journey and you've gotten very, very specific, which is fabulous, and you've been able to really create something that's going to be magnificent for your business.
Thank you. I will map that out today and put that in. But, yeah, it is amazing how wide that space can come, you know, and it's funny because I know that. We all, you know, it's interesting. Like, it really is a personal journey. You've got to go on a journey to figure out who you are. You've got to find the places that are your strengths. And I had so many things backwards, like going after my weaknesses rather than my strengths. But you got to live out of your strengths and figure out how to navigate and manage in those weaknesses, of course. But the mindset change was what is getting me to where I am and what I know will propel me so much farther, which is continue to push into changing how I thought about myself, how I thought about selling, how I thought about network marketing, how I thought about having my own business and what that really meant. All those pieces that we don't even realize really block us and hold us back. But you've got to think about what you're thinking about to really figure it and go through forward. So, thank you. I appreciate your input and, yeah, fun.
I think it's so fun when you say you got to think about what you're thinking about, because I'm sure there's some people on the call here who haven't really done a whole lot of thinking on their thinking. And it sounds kind of funny, right, when we say think about your thinking. But really, what are you thinking about all day long? And I had this conversation with three different people this past week, and so I'm just going to share it here on this call. And then, unfortunately, I've got to wrap up. For those of you who dropped on the call late, I have a situation with tires. I've got a flat tire again, and I just got brand new tires last week, and so I actually have to get in and get that fixed. So, unfortunately, we've got to wrap up the call here. But we're going to be a little bit early. But the call or the conversation I had with people this past week was really all about how if you think all day about the things that aren't working in your life, that what you do is you continue to create things that don't work in your life. If you think all day, every day about all the possibilities and you think about your vision, then that's what you move towards. And so for all of you who've taken Glack & You, when you go back to Glack & You, there's that chart that we use where we talk about vision is up at the top and current reality is at the bottom and it's a little arrow going up. And so all of the positive thinking, all the affirmations, all the visualization that we do that moves us towards our vision, the more we can keep our head in that space, the more we can wrap our head around the vision and be thinking about the vision all day, every day, that's when we're going to start to move towards the vision. It's when we keep ourselves in a negative spot and we talk about the negative things, the things that aren't working, the challenges. We, you know, even talk about, oh, my gosh, even like what you said, Sharon, you're working on your weaknesses, that's also focusing on something that's not positive when we are working on the things that aren't working as well versus focusing on our strengths, which are the things that are working well. Wherever you're keeping your head most of the time is the direction you're going to move in. So if your head's in your current reality space, which is what's going on in life right now and all the struggles and the challenges and where you are not, that you're going to stay there. The minute you can switch that and move into what your possibilities are, what you're creating, the direction you're moving into, then that's what you'll move towards. So I know that sounds kind of crazy, but that's how our mind works, fortunately or unfortunately, and we've got to control that. And while it sounds so simple, control your thinking, it's really not as simple as it sounds. And so just going to leave you here with a couple of nuggets on how to get your head in the right place. In Glack & You, we teach you to create a negative self-talk diary. Everybody always wonders why we're doing that initially because they don't want to write down their negative thoughts. Until you hear your negative thoughts, you can't change them. So make sure you get your negative thoughts down on paper so you can really clearly see them. Sometimes just looking at them, you go, oh, my gosh, that's goofy. That's not a reality. And so it's easy sometimes to just knock them off and not even think about them ever again because you say, gosh, that's not real. Other negative thoughts, you're shocked that you even wrote them down because you're shocked that you're thinking it. And so you have to really take your time to look at those negative thoughts and make sure that you are figuring out ways to change that thinking. It's called cognitive reframing, so you've got to change that thinking, frame your thoughts differently. So that's one thing that we can do. We can create affirmations, which are cards or something around the house. I have little sticky notes all over my house. I have little index cards. I've got my vision board all over the house. And so I'm constantly seeing my vision to remind me of the direction I'm going in. I've got little sticky notes that remind me that I'm working on Presidential Master and 500,000 in volume every single month. I know that I'm working on specific thinking things that are my trip-up points. And so those are on actual index cards. And so what I do is I just reframe my negative thoughts. So if, for example, you've got on paper, let's say you wrote down a negative thought is that you don't have enough time to do what you want to do. All of you have heard me say this before because this is one of my famous affirmations for myself, is that I have plenty of time to do all of the things that I choose to do, because that empowered me to make choices around what I wanted to do and not do. And so that was extremely important for me to have that affirmation and to use that affirmation regularly, so I knew I was in control of my day and my time, versus it sort of felt like somebody else was in control when I kept saying I was so busy all the time. And so just it's changing your thinking. And affirmations are just about, you know, looking at the negative thought that you have and trying to figure out a positive way to come around that thought. And, of course, prayer is absolutely critical. Meditation time is absolutely critical. You know, those types of things that you are doing on a daily basis, that we're not trying to supersede any of those things, those are all critical. And, of course, having your vision in front of you regularly. I just mentioned a second ago having a vision board personally, but you want to make sure you've got your vision out there personally for yourself, what it is you're trying to create and do, and something that you can wrap your head around. It can't be the vision for 10 years from now, because you're not going to work as hard for something for 10 years from now as you are for 6 months from now or a year from now. And really, if you can do vision videos or videos of your vision and put it on your computer, that's a really great way to see it on a regular basis. But your vision, creating that vision, has to be something that you have in front of you, and it has to be something that you see consistently. And really, if you want to make if you want your vision and your affirmations and everything to line up, they should be things that you're working on for every 6 to 8 weeks, so that it's stuff that's getting ready to happen now, and that you have rewards for it happening now, so that you can work for it and drive for it. So I apologize that the call has to end a little bit early this morning. I hope everybody has a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley week. I'd encourage you to spend these last 8 minutes that you were planning on sitting here on this call and just take some time and write down some of those negative thoughts. Take some time to do an assessment of your thinking. Take some time to write down all the things that are working well. Get your vision down on paper. Look at your current reality, all the things that have just been shared this morning, and then try to figure out what you're going to do to keep your thinking in the right place, so that you can move forward and not stay stuck in your current reality. So have a blessed day, everybody. We'll be back same time, same place next week. And next Monday it will be October, so we'll be into that last 90-day plan of the year. So be thinking about that as well. So have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.